Last exit to Brooklyn, I enter. Carefully, the queen holds my scepter. Getting numb like a derelict on scotch. I'm Dick Lewis, because baby, I'm watching you scheme on a brother for
now. All right, everybody. Welcome to the show, Last Exit to Brooklyn, here at United Stations.
Hey.
We're all here.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back, and we're better than ever.
We have a great guest.
We have a great guest. Introduce yourself, great guest.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm Brett Klein.
Comedian Brett Klein. How long have you guys known each other, you and Eric?
A few years.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And Brett's a great comedian. He does shows all around the
city. Yeah, I met you
country.
At, I think, Broadway Comedy Club. Yeah. Right? You do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do a lot of, like, voices, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that kind of your thing?
I guess that's kind of what I'm pegged as, sort of.
Okay.
I don't know if it's
Sorry.
My I think. not in a bad. I'm glad I have something that's a thing.
You're known for, like, having a voice,
yeah,
right? And talking?
Well, he works at United Stations, and he does a lot of character work, and he does a lot of
impressions. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of voiceover stuff here?
Yeah, he's really good at it.
Oh, that's
cool.
Awesome.
I was prepped very well.
Just a lot of characters, or if they just need a generic guy, I'm like the generic guy voice that they don't have to pay.
Oh, you do a Trump? Do you do a Trump impression?
I'm not the Trump guy. I do it well enough that you're like to pitch a Trump bit. It's just basically, you know, it's very
Ooh-ah.
Big. It, you know,
it's that's like, my Trump impression.
Al Pacino. Hoo-ah.
Yeah, that's. I should explain. It's Al Pacino playing Trump. Yeah.
Right, right. He just does the same thing.
Yeah. Hoo-ah.
Yeah.
I'm Trump. No, I'm not great at impressions.
I can do that's shocking.
I feel like I can do them, but like not as well as I'm very like when I do them, I'm very self-conscious. Do you have that problem or do you just kind of like
It's not that I'm self-conscious, it's just that when people don't laugh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well, let's guess that impression's not that good.
And then that must be hard, right? Because you're in the middle of an impression.
Yeah, you have
to
commit. Because if you don't commit hard enough, then it's never going to be good. So you have to fully commit and have it just totally fail in order to even know if that's even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your best impression, do you think?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Shit. Can you do it?
We hear it?
Yeah, I do. I do this bit where I took this meditation thing.
Sorry.
It was in this yoga class, and the instructor kind of sounded like Gilbert Gottfried. It's just kind of hard, jarring to hear her go, "All right, now everybody get into downward dog."
That's great.
That's real.
Feel your body relaxing, and feel your chakras aligning.
That is unbelievably good. Holy shit, what a talent.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you feel talentless now after that? I feel talentless.
I felt talentless before that.
Oh, you did? Oh. I wish I could do voices. I think anyone that's really good at impersonations is just
better than
It's just more talented. It's like people like can say whatever they want, like, oh, he's a guitar actor, oh, he does voices. It's like, yeah, they have talents and they're funny with them. What do you do, asshole?
Well, everyone's like, different in what they're, you know. But they're good. I remember hearing Seinfeld say that he couldn't do impression. He couldn't do voices.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Seinfeld, I heard say like good. That each comic is like good at one thing that they can do, and that's like their entire talent.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. I mean, there's different comics. Like I was listening to like Bill Burr can do impressions. Like he'll like do bits where there's just a random impression that's like sprinkled in, and you're like, oh wow, that was a good impression. But you don't. Nobody
he's
ever thinks.
He's not known for it.
Yeah, he's not an impressionist.
Because he doesn't do specific people. But he has a girl voice. He has like a dumb guy voice.
But he also did some like, it was like, I forget what it was. It was like some impression that was like an actual impression of a celebrity that he just kind of threw into like, he did it for like a second in one bit. And I was like, oh wow, he can actually like nail voices. Yeah.
Like I feel like I can do impressions, but they're just not as good as, like other people can do them so much better that no one wants to hear me do.
Yeah.
I can do impressions like that are of people that sound almost like me.
Yeah.
You know? Like I can do a good Keanu Reeves impression.
Can you?
I can because he sounds like me.
Yeah. A lot of people
Pop quiz asshole.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There
Pop
you go.
Pop quiz asshole.
People do you a lot.
People do me.
Yeah, you have a distinct voice.
I do, yeah. That's why it seems ridiculous for me to try to do impersonations of other people.
That's like really
important.
It'd
be like Gilbert Gottfried doing an impersonation.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
He does. I've heard him do a Bill Cosby, though.
Really?
Yeah, he did a set at Just for Laughs, and he closed it with a Bill Cosby impression.
He crushes on stage.
Gilbert?
Gilbert, yeah.
Oh, you know.
Was it good?
It was good. It wasn't like, oh, that was the best Bill Cosby I've ever heard. But it was just funny because everything he does is hilarious.
Everything he does is funny.
Well, he was like one of the first Seinfeld impersonators.
Gilbert?
And he used to do it on Howard Stern all the time. It's not even a great impression. It's like over the top.
Well, he's a very impressionable guy. What is the deal? Like, I couldn't even, like,
But the story is, from what I heard, is that he would, I think it was at the comic strip or something years ago, and he would go on stage, and this was when they were both coming up, and he would do an impression of Seinfeld, right? And all the other comics would run in and watch, and Seinfeld, I guess, didn't like the impression,
so he
just stayed in the other room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think he was a sore loser about it? Laugh at himself?
It is weird, though, because it's supposed to be like a compliment, and people like doing impersonation. Once I did a show, and it became a running thing, everyone did an impression of me, and... it was fine, but like the impressions, I was like, wow, I must sound really stupid. Because the impressions all turned to like, I was like, wow, I must sound really annoying.
Well, don't you go on that one show and everyone says you sound gay or something like that?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. That's not really impressions, that's just insults.
Who are these
people? On.
It's their fans, right? You could tell.
The Camilla show, the Anthony Camilla show, and they're so mean. It's like those, and they, I mean, I can't
not
do the
him.
Show anymore.
Not him. To
no,
be clear.
He, not him, but.
His fans.
They're like, literally, it's like, this guy, literally, every time I do it, tweets at me, this guy's unlistenable. I go on there now, and I try to, like, change my voice. Doesn't matter.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
How do you do it? Give me an example.
Like, he'll be
talk.
Like, hi, we have Tom McCaffrey. Be like, hello, how are you?
like
what
not,
is
like,
going on?
Yeah, not obvious at all. Just.
But I can't keep it up. I have to talk like me, you know? So.
You should just go on there, just amp up the. If people are calling you gay, just go in there and, like, a tight shirt. Like,
no, I guess I do sound gay, kind of. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gay, but I guess I do. I don't know what.
I don't think gay. I think, like, you somehow oddly sound like you're from the West Coast, even though you've lived here your whole life.
Yeah, you sound like a Valley girl.
Yeah, but not a girl.
Well, I do. Boy. Thank you. Yeah. Which
you
is
do.
Not
you,
gay
you,
at all. Valley girls don't sound. That's
Valley
not a gay sounding.
But you don't have an accent. You're from the Midwest. You're from Michigan.
I don't have an accent?
I don't think so.
Because there is an accent for there. I mean, have you tried to lose it?
Yeah, they have like that
you kind
nasally
of have an
sort
accent.
Of thing that they. Yeah, it's like all. I'm gonna have an apple, drink some pop.
See, right there, you have an accent.
Oh, he's doing it.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I'm a moron. Sorry.
But it's near it's near Minnesota, right? So it's all kind of like
There's the Minnesota accent that's like that, like the mom from Bobby's World. Oh, don't you know that kind of?
Yeah.
Oh,
Minnesota.
Did you start comedy there?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? I have a friend who does comedy there.
Oh, who?
Chell Bjorgen. Do you know who that is? He's been there a while.
That sounds made up.
In Michigan?
Chell.
He was, but he moved.
Okay.
He probably wasn't there that long. Okay, I'm glad I came to a screeching halt. But I thought maybe he was there when you were there. How long ago did you do it there?
I moved about 6 years ago.
Did you know like Jesse Pop and them? They were in Detroit. Vince Averill?
No.
Okay.
That might have been but you know, he works at that Mark Ridley's place.
Yeah, I'm there next weekend as long as it's open. They said they're open.
In Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
And that's kind of the big one. Like,
yeah.
That's been around since like Tim Allen and stuff, right?
Yeah. That's the oldest club there. They there's that one and then there's a couple other rooms. They have like the Ann Arbor showcase. They had like connections in Lansing and then that closed. A bunch of them closed down.
What's it like doing comedy in Michigan? What are the crowds like?
Didn't
you guys, aren't they responsible for this whole thing?
COVID?
What? Trump? Wasn't Michigan like the main state?
Yeah, well, they're like a swing state.
There was
a couple
of swing states that went for Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, they went for Trump and then, but they voted blue before, so.
Yeah, that's true. That was my segue, bad segue.
Well, here, you actually too have a connection because, you were a big Eminem fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you talk about it probably way too much on this show. But,
yeah.
But he's from the place. I mean, he knows.
That wasn't passive aggressive at all.
But he.
You're right, Eric. I should stop bringing it up all the time on this show. You like Eminem? Stop talking about it.
No, I just once saw there was like four episodes in a row where the description was talks Eminem. And like,
well, come on, he's really relevant right now.
Honestly, yeah.
Only when he was in the news again. Right, whatever.
In 2005. Sometimes it's,
No, recently. We can talk about it later.
No, but anyway, but you know, like, I love Eminem. I'm just kidding. But you know, like, 8 Mile, you know that area and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's all, there's all the mile roads, yeah. The crowds in Michigan are great, too. Like, Michigan's, like, for comedy, like, it's harder because you just have to drive all over the place. Because it's, like, all road kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like here where you can just hit up a bunch of spots in one night. Like, if you go to a spot, that's your spot.
Right. I would imagine, yeah, that would make sense.
And sometimes, like, if you're in Detroit, like Royal Oak, you can go to Ferndale. Sometimes there's, like, a late thing going on. If you book it just right in advance.
You ever been to Grosse Pointe?
Yeah, my sister-in-law teaches in Grosse Pointe.
Oh, because that's, like, a really wealthy area? I was just watching the movie Grosse Pointe Blank, like,
yeah,
2 days ago.
It's like the Beverly Hills of
Oh, that's a
Michigan.
Place in Michigan?
Yeah, Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
It's like the Hamptons or...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like... I mean, it's just like the rich
that's
place.
I was like, I just got like, you know, HBO again. And, it's really, yeah, I know. I'm doing really well.
Yeah, Tom. Tom has a job again.
HBO and Showtime. Yeah. Well, I called up and I was trying to change my cable plan. I was like, how much is it for like HBO and Showtime? Like, oh, and I have 3 TVs. They're like, oh, $8 a month. I'm like, oh, really? And, you know, so I like watching movies more that way instead of you know, with Netflix and everything, you have to like, commit to a movie, and I don't like to do that, so I'm afraid of commitment and everything. But I like, anyway, this is a quick thing, like, I like those movie shows because, like, they always play weird movies I haven't thought about in a while.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
And, like, Grosse Pointe Blank, I was like, oh, like, that didn't...
Yeah, I wouldn't really just select it unless it was on.
Right.
Right, and then I was like, wow, that's a good movie. Like, I forgot, and it's good, I can just kind of, like... watch parts of it. Do you know?
Those are the movies you always see the same scenes every time you put it on, right?
Do you know Moody McCarthy is a comedian? He has a great joke that's so brilliant. He's like, I have 8 HBO so I can see Miss Congeniality anytime I want. And he's like, I was talking to her, you know, you only watch it in parts. And he's like, oh, you saw Miss Congeniality? He's like, oh, don't tell me the middle. Which is like, yeah, so like, because there's so many movies I've only seen like the end of the movie, So that was my Michigan. Go ahead. What?
TV humor. No, it's just sorry. Just laughing at this whole bit
that I brought that up.
Yeah, it's just like
because do people not watch TV anymore?
You guys are just like boomers, man. Well, internet, dude.
Well, you don't even have TV in your place.
No.
What do you? So you just watch like Netflix and YouTube?
Yeah, pretty much Hulu, Netflix, YouTube, and
that's what we have is Hulu, and it's like not. It's basically the same as TV. Just
yeah, it's like on-demand TV.
Yeah.
Like,
but don't you? I don't know.
The live Hulu, right? That one.
Yeah,
Live Hulu.
I just have someone's password. To be honest with you, I don't even pay for it.
So what you do when you watch things? Do you do this too, Brett? Where like when you watch things, you have to choose them, right? Like I'm going to watch this now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I feel like with that,
perfect.
No, but I feel like I mean I guess it's just because it was different for me coming up, but like. The only time I'll watch something to choose is it has to be like, well, this better be good because I'm going to watch it. I don't just, and I kind of like bad movies sometimes. Sometimes I think, because it's like sometimes I'm in bed and like it's late and like I don't want to like commit to a movie really like mentally. I'm not like, I want to watch The Revenant right now and it better be great. Like, I'm like, oh, Grosse Pointe Blank is kind of a stupid movie. It's on right now.
Yeah. I think you were saying it's like, that's the one with these streaming services. It's hard. You don't stumble on movies as much. I mean, you can by scrolling, but you still have to like you said,
you do.
Select
you have to commit to because with HBO and stuff, you can be like, I don't like this anymore. What this is on now? Oh, American History X. I haven't seen this in 2 days.
Yeah.
And I loved getting HBO and Showtime at first, but then I realized they only play like the same 5 movies. I've seen American History X like 4 times in the last week.
It's a great movie.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. It's the same with music, though. All these streaming services, like people used to happen upon stuff on the radio. And I don't know. I think it's better that we have our choice now. It's just like there's so many more options. It's like, why?
Well, they still have Pandora will bring stuff up.
That's true.
Yeah, that happens, and then I'm like, I hate this song, and then I like fast forward it or whatever.
And then it's like, oh, there's one ad. I'm paying for something else.
Yeah. So you're in. So I was watching the movie, you know, because of this whole coronavirus thing. I don't know if you've heard about it.
The virus?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, what do you, so what's, this was the first day, actually yesterday and today was the first time I was like, oh, this is like kind of bad. Am I alone in this or does it seem like that? There seems to be a tipping point in the last day.
What I feel like right now is like, you know, in all these like apocalypse movies, there's always like one guy that's like alone in like a radio booth.
Yes.
Just broadcasting out. Like if anybody's out there,
yeah,
you are not alone. Like that's what we are right now, I feel.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We should be more responsible.
If anybody's out there listening to this podcast.
If anyone's listening, we started with 20 minutes of Gilbert Gottfried impressions, but now we're getting to down to business. Do you, all right, so have you ever seen any of those big, you know, what are they, pandemic movies? I was just watching Contagion like two weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that one?
Yep.
That was one of the latest ones.
That's
Soderbergh.
And Gwyneth Paltrow dies, so. A happy
she dies movie. In a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What else did she die in?
Seven?
Oh, Seven. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. People, she must have fucked over a lot of writers.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you watch that, I remember watching it not that long ago and being like, oh, man, that's. I wonder if that could happen. You know what I mean? Because and it happened so quickly in that movie. And I know it's not this isn't really on par with that because in that one they like all die immediately. I guess it's like that thing of this. I don't really know what's happening. You know what I mean? I don't know how bad it, like how quickly you die or do you know what I mean?
Well, I've done some research.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, can I say, I mean, Tom Hanks, I thought about that yesterday. Yeah. I was like, if a celebrity gets this, like that's it. So
him and his wife got it last night.
And he's, like, the one celebrity that, like, people really care about, too.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. It's, like, of all the people that get it, Tom Hanks. Why can't fucking...
And he's old enough where it's concerning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't... I was trying to think of an annoying actor to get it.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any other celebrities.
Why can't Vanilla Ice get it, right? He's fine, right?
Well, the two NBA...
He's probably old enough for it to be a problem, too.
Yeah.
Potentially, yeah. There were two NBA players that got it. They shut down the whole season. And now the NCAA March Madness tournament is officially, as of 2 hours ago, shut down, which is huge for
so
Vegas.
Doesn't this all sound weird? Doesn't it feel weird, like, that everything's kind of stopping,
quickly? Yeah, we're at the inflection point of, like, we had to decide to shut everything down.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
So where do you, and, you know, the thing that's scary is, like, it's very indefinite. It's like, okay, yeah, we're stopping this for who knows how long.
Yeah.
And then I keep seeing things like, oh, they're, you know, they're trying to come up with a vaccine, you know, 12 to 18 months. Like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how long it takes
that's
for
fine.
Them to do it, dude. Yeah, the whole world's screwed. People have been, disease experts have been talking about this for years. There's guys that have gone on Joe Rogan, these disease experts that talk about this, and they go, hey, we're not prepared for the next outbreak. And then it fucking comes, and they were right. We're not fucking prepared. Like,
thank God we have someone in charge that seems like they know what they're doing.
Well, the whole world isn't prepared, too, though. I mean, Trump's an asshole. He's an idiot. But also... Italy, this blindsided them. This blindsided China. It blindsided every country that it hit.
I think that the thing
it's
that's
not
the,
going
the,
away.
What's annoying to me about the Trump thing, though, is that it went along with everything else he does. Where a week ago he was at rallies saying, "Oh, it's a hoax. They're making it up. It's all
right."
So that kind of stuff. You know, it's kind of like it's one of those things where, okay, you know, that was his whole shtick, and I guess it's funny to people, you know, kind of like sticking a needle in the eye of libs. But, like, this is, like, a real thing now, and it wasn't funny to be like, oh, yeah, this is all made up. And
well,
then a week later, he's like, oh, yeah, we all need to work together.
Well, 2 weeks ago, I saw a bunch of liberal blue checkmark Twitter people going, ah, it's just the flu. The flu kills more people. And I think everyone was confused. Nobody knew how big of a deal this was until about 2-3 days ago in America.
I know. I just feel like the president shouldn't be
100%
saying
agreed.
It's a hoax when there's actual science, when it's spreading. And because at that point, a week ago, it was a problem in China and other places. It wasn't just blaming on Democrats, wasn't it? You know, I know that's the go-to thing.
Well, what do you think? Do you think everyone's going to die?
I think... a lot of people are going to die, not everyone. I think it's just going to cull the population, and I don't think this is going to be the Armageddon of everything. But it's more of just like what the fear is causing. What are
yeah?
Are you single?
No.
Because I feel like I'm like, oh, great, like dating isn't hard enough.
Now that's what I was just talking about.
I'm supposed to have a date tomorrow that I met with someone on an app. Like, there's no way it's going to happen. I don't want to go on it.
No, of course not. If you show up, that's desperate, I feel like. Like, because you're during the outbreak, you're like, hey, I still want some pussy. Like,
what if the outbreak?
It's desperate? Okay, thanks.
What if it kills?
I got the idea.
What if she's hot?
We start a dating app for people who have coronavirus.
Yes. There we go. Now you're thinking.
I think that's just called Bumble now. I mean, I'm just waiting for her to, like, should I be the one to, like, cancel it? Or?
I don't know. That's,
I know you just said I'm desperate to go on it, but should I go on it if she wants to go on it?
You can make a joke out of it. You could be like, ha-ha.
See where it goes.
Like,
I mean,
how can we even go out?
Women love disease jokes.
Yeah. When they haven't met you before.
Yeah.
Wait.
Hey, so, I might give you a horrible disease. Oh, that's hilarious.
Kind of. Well, are you having any, like, sniffles or anything? Or?
No.
All right. Well, then.
Well, that's the other thing. What are the.
Where are you going? The restaurants will all be empty, so you can take her to a restaurant.
Well, I feel like it's a good excuse to be like, you know, it's too dangerous, honey. Maybe you should just come over here. Why don't you just bring a bottle of booze over to my room so we can be safe? But I think it's also another thing because, like, you know, women might be freaking out about it. I have a feeling I'm going to get contacted by, like, exes. You know what I mean? Like, people that...
Oh, like, when you get herpes or something and they have to tell everybody or something?
No, I wasn't going... Like, it's safer to, like, instead of going out and, like, meeting people on apps that you don't know, like, going to someone you know already. Do you know what I mean? Like, it seems safer. Like, oh, yeah, I already have sex with that guy, so I already know him. Instead of, like, oh, let me go to a bar and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of people that just want to shack up with somebody right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, so would you, if she doesn't cancel it, would you, maybe she's just kind of, what, you're smiling at me.
I'm just laughing because I think it's,
she's hot.
If you find your true love during the outbreak, that really would be like a crazy story. Like that would be like a romantic, like cool story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe do it.
Coronavirus brought us together. I just got a text from her. It's, she's not going.
She's dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what if a lot of comedians die? How many?
She's going to China.
How many comedians would have to die for your career to get better?
Well, how many comedians? How many comedians are out there?
Like a million.
So probably like 999,999.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this. If one comedian in New York gets diagnosed, we're all fucked. Like, it's going to spread so quick through comedy.
One of them has to
We were
to
talking
have
about
it.
That, yeah, the microphone thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just did a show the other day. Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, you know. Is it affecting, how is it affecting your day-to-day activity? Are you
out about? Up until now, it hasn't that much, but like, New York Comedy Club just canceled all their late night.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah. And then we'll see what happens with next week because I got to travel. So, well, I think the road comics are probably the ones that are getting hurt the most.
Yep.
Because it's like, they're relying on that date on all the travel expenses and everything, and it's like,
yeah,
if that's your sole income, then,
you know, my sister lives in China.
How is she doing?
She just is like, and her, you know, her daughter was there in school, but she came back like 2 months ago, like, because her school, they were basically like, you can't, no one can leave anymore, so she's just at living there alone. The streets are empty. Like, she's at home most of the time.
She's been separated with her daughter? Or like, her daughter hasn't been...
No, her daughter's here, actually, upstate. Because they have a house upstate. She came back because they shut this... And, like...
So how long has that been going on? They can't, like, do
I mean,
anything? Like,
January. So, like... And I... today, my sister messaged me, and she was like, they have a house upstate, and she was like, you should go to our house upstate. I was like, oh, okay...
Shit's going down.
Probably not a bad idea, dude.
Because there's not... I feel like China's
right?
not
yeah,
done a very...
If I had that option, I might take it.
They're not really communicating...
You're not invited.
Like, I'm just our kidding. Governments are not communicating that well with, like, China and everything. Like, we don't really know what's going on. So, like, this is probably the best insight of, like, what she's actually saying and what it's like is the...
She just, I think she was, she works for UNICEF, and she was going out again to go to work, but the streets were, you know, in China, you know, she was in Beijing, you know, I was there in June, and, you know, it's packed. The streets are just packed with people, and so she just says it's really eerie. There's no people on the street. That's the only thing I'm kind of liking about going on the train, and there's like not that many people on the train. Mm-hmm. Even though I was on it yesterday, and I was like, wow, this is way too packed for what's like. I did that thing where I got, you know, like you get on the train and there's no room, and you're right at the door, and then people just still shove you into the train and don't say anything.
Yep.
People were doing that last night. I'm like, are you kidding me? You can't do that now, like with this.
But I noticed this morning that the train that I was on was like totally disinfected. Like, you could just smell it. They just cleaned it up. I mean, they might be just cleaning trains left and right, but I don't know how much can you clean them, really.
I heard they're going to clean each train every 72 hours, which I don't think that's enough. Like, something that can happen in 72 hours.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like this thing has, I mean, have you felt it? I feel like it's just escalated in the last 19 hours in terms of, that's when everything started to get, you know, when they started canceling, like, the NBA, that's insane.
I just got a tip from my friend who works in the NYPD. He's hearing talks amongst cops that the city might be on full lockdown by Sunday. And then he just said, stock up on stuff.
What does lockdown mean?
You can't go out.
So like
complete lockdown.
Can I get from Brooklyn to Manhattan?
I mean, if you walk, maybe.
Does that mean I can still go out with that check?
Subway. Yeah, if you, I guess.
Hey, honey, we're in lockdown. Come over.
I do think it'd be romantic still, but full lockdown by Sunday potentially. And this is some guy who works for the NYPD, so that might be real.
Can you So what are some of the pandemic movies you've seen? Can you name any?
I Am Legend.
Yes.
I never saw that with Will Smith.
That's a good one.
And that's basically, is he like one of the last people alive?
Yeah, because he just has some immunity to this thing that was out there. But the problem is these zombies, like, they'll actually like tear you up. So like you can't. Like,
and in these movies, in a lot of these pandemic movies, zombies show up, right? And did they explain why? Is it just because some people turn into zombies?
It's usually like a virus.
Virus, and it spreads because, you know, one person gets infected, and the idea is that when you get infected, you don't die. You turn into a zombie.
Right.
So it'd be like all the people who are dying.
I guess that's a lot more entertaining a movie.
Right.
One of my favorite ones is they mentioned here 28 Days Later.
Yep.
Where people are infecting each other by like vomiting in each other's mouths and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
Is that a problem in the future? No.
It just sounds like an average commute on the subway.
So that one is another one too, because that's a trend I've noticed in these. It's always like there's a virus and then zombies want to kill everybody.
Yeah.
World War Z was another one.
I like that. You ever see Cabin Fever?
I did, yeah.
That was good.
Did you see that one? That was like Eli Roth guy.
That was his first movie. Yeah, it's based. Isn't it like they're just in a cabin, and they get a fever. Yeah, and they get. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. What about the plot of Cabin Fever 2? They're in a cabin. They get a fever again. All right.
I liked Shaun of the Dead because it made like the zombie movie like funny and lighthearted.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I like how they did that.
I also liked at the end how like the zombie problem was still there. Like they got rid of like it's like. Everybody's dying, but it's like this problem didn't go away. I feel like that's what coronavirus is going to be like. Whereas, like, all right, we still have coronavirus, but we kind of have it under control. But be careful because it's still out there.
It's probably what it's going to be like for the next couple of months. I've been hearing.
Have you been experiencing this a little bit too, where like they're canceling things that you're kind of like, yeah, fuck that. I'm glad they canceled. They never invited me to that.
Southwest.
Like, oh, my movie didn't get it. Oh, really? Yeah, no, it's not happening. Oh, well, that's what you get for not taking my movie.
I don't think anyone was upset about Coachella being canceled.
Yeah. Right,
is it canceled officially?
Yeah, it's just,
nice.
That's just annoying.
What about?
It really is.
I mean, you must have been upset when they canceled Lilith Fair, right? Is that still around? Isn't that?
They brought it back a few years ago.
What is that?
It was like a woman folk concert.
But just for women.
My brother's running a race. He just texted me that's canceled now too. All the marathons and stuff.
That sounds about right though. Who cares about his fucking race? I'm sorry. I mean, come on, guy. Like,
but they're not even
can't race.
No, but they're not even like.
I'm sorry.
You're like outside. You're not even.
That's
in,
true.
Like,
actually,
you're not like right next. I mean, some of them you're like packed in, but.
Is this like a big marathon or just
I think it's like a, what do you say? Like
I heard they just canceled Being Alive.
Yeah. Wait.
You can't be alive anymore.
Well, actually, he's got a good marathon story because Brett, I know, runs marathons sometimes, and he ran this one marathon. You want to talk about the Star Wars marathon?
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really it's kind of off topic from, like, apocalypse stuff.
No, we'll get back to that. We'll circle around.
It's totally on topic. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was the Star Wars half marathon.
Why Star Wars?
Well, that sounds like Disney. The end of the world.
It was awesome because you run and there's like characters the whole way. They got like movie clips. Like there's always like some sort of form of entertainment as you're running.
Are you really into Star Wars?
Yeah.
Mm. So are people dressed up like Star Wars characters?
Yeah.
Wow. There were Princess Leia's?
Yeah.
Who were you dressed up as?
I was just in a shirt from the marathon, but I just had a Star Wars shirt on. But they, in front of us, there was this like group of women that was dressed as like the Princess Slave Leia bikini.
Oh, that's cool.
And they were all nice. They're all as like a different like Disney princess, but Slave Leia.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of cool.
Do you remember Slave Leia? That's a hot character.
Yeah,
sure.
From the beginning of the third one, or what? The Return of the Jedi.
Empire.
Yeah, Return of the Jedi. Right?
No, that was Return of the Jedi.
Was it?
Yeah. Wasn't that the third
Return
one?
Return of the Jedi. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
We'll get back to it. But one movie that I thought it was kind of like a one of these pandemic movies was Bird Box. You ever see Bird
Box?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Kinda, is that a pandemic one?
Well,
sort of. It's really like this mysterious being that, like.
It's like an allegory, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But it does, like, spread really quickly.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been thinking about early in the movie, they're seeing, oh, it's going on in Russia, but it's not really affecting us. And then all of a sudden.
Kind of like exactly what this is.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if it's a pandemic movie, but it's supposed to be like similar. It's one of my favorite movies, like horror movies, is Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the 70s one. Have you seen that?
No.
I've never seen it. I've heard of it a lot.
Donald Sutherland?
I've seen all of them.
Most of them are good. I think the 70s one is the best one, don't you think?
I like the one from the 50s the best.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be, that one's supposed to be kind of about communism, right?
Right. I just like it because it's a class. It's like one of these really old movies that holds up really well.
Yeah, but the 70s one is like a horror movie, and it's like really scary. And it's similar in the way that it's, but what's scarier is that they're like, you know, obviously like aliens are coming, right? And they're taking over people's bodies and they look exactly like the person. And then it comes down to, which is what a lot of these pandemic movies are. There's only like a group of five people left.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I like the end of it because I like horror movies that end badly. You know what I mean? Where everything ends bad. Like it doesn't work out at the end. And do you remember it? What happens at the end?
Yeah. I mean, even like the original Body Snatchers, the ending is a little more upbeat.
Yeah,
the one in the 70s is that one is very. It ends on a dour note.
Do you remember?
There was one in the I think 10 years ago with Nicole Kidman. And Daniel Craig. That was fucking awful.
That was more like the Money Snatchers. but it ends where first of all, a big thing about it is they can only get you when you fall asleep in that one. So if you fall asleep, the aliens take over your body.
So you just have to stay awake the
whole time. I don't like those movies where like you have to stay awake, and I'm like, I would not have made it past like 12 hours.
Just off myself. That's what I liked in Bird Box. People were just offing themselves. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's realistic.
That would happen.
It's like in 9/11. People were just jumping out of the buildings and stuff.
Brutal.
Jeez. This is a really uplifting
podcast. Yeah, I knew once I brought 9/11. I was like, should I bring up 9/11? Ah, fuck it.
I mean, we
are.
But you know, the device, though, with.
This reminds me of 9/11.
But the device with Body Snatchers about, like, going to sleep and something bad will happen, that was, like, just a terrifying
That's
device.
Terror.
And they, you know, the Freddy Krueger movies use the
same thing.
Where it's like you fall asleep and he's going to come and kill you.
I do remember thinking there's no way, like if that movie was about me, I would have just been the first one gone. Like, oh, he fell asleep while he was running away from them. Like, because I sleep a lot, so I wouldn't have stayed awake I fell asleep in the middle of watching that movie.
I would have made it. I have an Adderall prescription. I probably would have just like kept fucking chomping on him. I mean,
if it was the four of us, who do you think would like make it the longest?
Well, what kind of pandemic are we talking about?
Are we talking about this one? Or?
No, like a
movie style one, I think, Brett, because he's a runner.
Yeah.
He could just run away from it.
And he can go without sleep a lot if it was one of those things.
Yeah, you can. How do you know that about him?
What?
How do you know that about him?
He can go all night.
Do you guys sleep together?
Yeah. That didn't come out right.
No,
he's,
he's
a runner.
Well, I talk about
he also has the body of a dancer.
Big, strong arms. And
Well, he's always like, I got 3 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, okay. The softest lips. Yeah. He would make it.
He does have nice lips. I have a car. Does that help? I think having
that,
a car.
Definitely, that would.
It's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
Wait, what's the movie War of the Worlds, though, where the cars didn't work?
Oh, the problem is also, where's your car? Where do you live?
In the city, here. I park it on the street.
Because the tunnels jam. That was in, what was it? The one with Will Smith, Independence Day, where it's like they're all stuck in the tunnel and they have to run out and everything explodes.
I also, do you think like people, how you know, because I usually don't get scared by like, you know, these things that start happening. Not like I'm terrified, but I am like, it's like on my mind about not going. Like I went into work late today because I was like, they're lucky I'm even going in and I didn't want to run into anyone on the bus or anything. But do you think other people are panicking? I mean, they must be, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you, how do you think it's affecting other people?
Dude, people with OCD.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know any people.
Yeah.
Trump, isn't he like a germaphobe?
Is he?
That's what I've heard.
He must be freaking out. Anyone with OCD issues must be freaking out because I'm freaking out and I'm like you, Tom. I'm not like a big germaphobe.
Right.
There's people that are
probably... Well, we've seen your apartment. I don't think that's...
Yeah, yeah.
What are you trying to say? It's
I think it actually started. I think it started in your apartment.
I created coronavirus and I sent it to China.
Actually, coronavirus took one look at your apartment. They're like, I'm out of here.
Good. I'm the cure.
You would totally...
You're the disease. I'm
sorry,
the cure.
Are you mad? Like Cobra?
Yeah, fuck it.
He killed it with the 15 shampoo bottles in it.
Yeah,
I have empty shampoo bottles. Yeah, that's the cure for coronavirus.
I've never noticed that.
Really?
Oh, you must wash your hair a lot.
I do. I have a lot of hair.
No, I know.
Yeah.
That's good.
So Eric left his hat at my place like 15 years ago. It's still there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not a germaphobe. Are you a germaphobe? Sorry.
You know, I've become lately, after this... So I got the flu really bad earlier this year.
Oh, shit.
And I've had Legionnaires, was hospitalized.
Legionnaires disease? What is that
like
again?
It's a form of pneumonia that, like, essentially just, if you're elderly, you're basically going to die when you get it.
There was an outbreak in the Bronx a few years ago.
Yeah, they said if I wasn't, I got it when I was 17. They're like, if you were older, you would, like, be dead from this. Like, I had to get my lungs
good bedside
pumped.
Manner.
Yeah.
That doctor.
Wait, so this was
you
earlier.
You were older, you'd be dead. Go ahead.
This was earlier this year? Or?
No, that was when I was 17. But this year, I got hit hard with the flu. I just have a terrible immune system.
Oh, shit.
And so, like, this year, I've been really, like.
Get the fuck out of here.
Glad we brought you in.
Yeah.
No, but this year, I've been gotten, like, after
you can take that,
my
mic home with you, by the way.
But I've just been like chugging like emergency and like I have that like immune plus thing with the zinc and all that. So I feel great right now. I don't have any symptoms.
So technically, would you fall under the people with underlying conditions because you've had Legionnaires and that's like a lung thing? Because that's what they're telling you. It's like people with like asthma or like chronic bronchitis like have to watch out. I have that, by the way. I have chronic bronchitis.
You do? I have asthma. Yeah. I mean, not really. I did more when I was a kid.
We have to be a little more careful though. Because, like, this particular coronavirus attacks your lungs.
Yeah.
That's what happens. So after you get infected, and in 2 weeks, you feel nothing. So then you're out spreading it because you have no symptoms. And then after 2 weeks, you start to get, like, flu-like symptoms. And then it starts attacking your respiratory system, and you can't, like, breathe deeply and stuff. And then if you have underlying conditions or you're old or both, that's when it starts to get really, really bad, and you could potentially, like, get pneumonia and die. That's kind of how this thing
kills. You seem to know a lot about this.
I know a lot of the stats, too. Yeah, it's growing exponentially. It's not good. We're going to have to deal with this
for months. Do you think it's affecting, like, how do you think it's affecting the perception of Trump? Like, do you think it's changing at all?
It's not going to be good for Trump, so that's good for, I guess, the rest of the world.
Also, his big thing was that the stock market was doing really well.
And now it's absolutely tanking.
But what I think is hilarious is there's still people supporting it.
Well, there's also these conspiracy theories now that are floating around that, you know, it was started in China on purpose to fuck up the U.S. economy because we're in a trade war with China.
This is way too big of a thing to fuck up the...
No, I know, but that's what some of the supporters are going to believe.
Do you think people... I think one of the big tipping points...
There's always going to be those people, I think. Sorry.
I think, no, sorry. Well, I think one of the big tipping points is that when it's looking like his ship is kind of going down, like GOP members will finally publicly separate themselves from him. Like, I think that's one of the been one of the main things that has been kept him going, is that you know that there's people behind the, you know, like in the GOP that hate him. And with, it's like Weinstein. It's like everyone hated Weinstein, but no one wanted to mess with him. And then when it was, the writing was on the wall, everyone was like, oh yeah, I hate him. Yeah, he raped everybody. We all knew about it. Like,
I don't think they hated Weinstein, though. That's the thing. Like, a lot of them were friends with him. And then, like, when it became convenient not to be.
But you know what I think
But I think there were a lot of people. I think there are women. Well, I think the women that he hated him.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we
but they didn't want to say anything.
Right. I see what you're saying.
And he got 23 years. You think that was too much, or you think that was good? Cosby only got eight.
He did?
Yeah. Or three to eight, I think Cosby got. And
I thought Cosby got more. I thought that, I mean, it was clearly a message, right, of, like, fuck you. And did you hear, like, what he gave some, like, statement at the end?
Like, no, what did he say?
At his sentencing, and he was just like, I don't understand. Like, why are they so mad? It was something like that.
Cosby,
like,
or Weinstein?
Weinstein. Oh, I don't understand why they're so mad. I still, like, we had some good times.
Yeah, I heard he's tried to say, like, for what we accomplished it, like, in my career, like, give me a, like, some sort of break because of the movie.
Oh no! What? That's
well, right. And then that's, he was like, "And angle, I, you know what? They keep saying I have power, and I you know, I wasn't like one of the big. I didn't have any power."
Good Will
like,
Hunting was a good movie. I mean, he
it
maybe,
was a great.
How many rapes was that worth?
Well, I mean, he was a great, you know, producer. He, you know, you can be, and that's the other thing. It's like
you
the Michael
can
Jackson
be a
thing.
Great producer and a rapist. You can,
right? You can be a shit. I actually think in entertainment, it helps you if you're a shitty person.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, he was just a producer. I mean, he just got the movies made, but he wasn't really the creative force.
No, but you know? But that is
part of it. He just used that power to exploit women.
But that's like with the most power. He's the one who can like green light the movie. But you have to be able to see what's good. You know what I mean? Like he had a good knack for like what
it's. You can't be lucky that many times in a row. He was. I'm not trying to, like, you know, he's in jail for 23 years. So I guess, you know, he'll probably die in jail, so I think I'm okay saying, yeah, he was pretty good at picking the right projects and, like,
yeah, Pulp
them.
Fiction was good.
Pretty good at that.
Like, I mean, he basically kind of
solid
made Tarantino.
At that thing. Yeah, exactly.
You think I could get a script to him now?
Yeah. No, yeah.
He's going to have so many people.
He's going to die.
We're
going to
send him a script.
He's going to have so many people in prison
cake,
giving
put,
him scripts.
Put in a cake.
Oh,
in a cake,
this will be an interesting one. Do you think any girls, like, you know, because he's so ugly, do you think any girls, like, you know how girls will marry serial killers in prison? Do you think any girls are going to, like, write to Harvey?
Yes. I feel
that's
like
hilarious.
I think he still has women. He was in a bar, like, 2 months ago in the Village with, like, hot young chicks.
Yeah, but, like, he got, like, heckled and booed. Yeah. But he was, like, a comedy show, right?
Yeah.
There was,
I know, but he was still there with women. Yeah. And people were still, like, defending him. And someone yelled something from the stage, and someone was like, hey, shut up. Good Will Hunting was good. Yeah. Someone, like, said that.
Wow.
Did someone really say that?
They were like, hey, he made Good Will Hunting. Yeah, yeah. That's not even his best movie he made. Yeah.
Well, even if it
was. What was his best movie?
Oh, man.
Well, Pulp Fiction, right?
Pulp Fiction.
Probably Pulp Fiction. You know, Pulp Fiction.
Is that his.
Clerks? I mean, that's what Miramax was behind all those movies.
So many, dude.
I mean, Good Will Hunting is good. I'll take it back.
It's so good.
Is Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Like, I was just watching it last night. It's on HBO all the time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that and Pulp Fiction, I mean, you could argue those against each other. I mean, they're very different movies.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They're both. Because Good Will Hunting won.
Screenplay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Shakespeare in Love, I never saw that, but
sucked.
That was, it did.
Yeah, very overrated movie.
That won the Oscar, right?
That was the
that's
year.
That's how bad it was.
That was the year where it beat Private Ryan for Best Picture.
Wow, that's nuts.
And people were pissed, and it was all because of a Miramax did, like, this lobbying campaign.
It was
because
Harvey Weinstein raped everybody.
No, but that was the beginning of it. Like, now the Oscars are like a political campaign. Like,
sure.
They'll lobby to win, and Shakespeare in Love was way worse than Private
How
Ryan.
Fitting.
No one even sees it anymore.
Can we just see? I know, I've never even talked to one person about it. Can we just say how fitting was it and ironic that Parasite won the Oscar right before all this?
Oh, just because of the name?
Yeah, Parasite with the whole virus happening right after. It was like a very prescient, you know.
There's a virus in Parasite?
No.
No, but isn't that what a parasite is? Why are you guys acting like I'm saying the weirdest thing in the world?
A parasite is a living organism.
Yeah, isn't but like a parasite doesn't like kill things, and, you know, doesn't it kind of go around killing things?
I know what you're saying. I don't want to be that science dick. Like, but
what?
But
are you a science dick?
No, but a virus is like, I don't think it like lives off of, it's just like infects things, right?
Yeah,
it's
get
not
him.
Like,
I
don't
know,
think
it's, I, okay, you're right. This is, yeah, this you're is, right. We should go to the mat for this. No, but isn't a parasite somebody that like takes over somebody and kills things?
A host, yeah.
Yeah, so, all right.
It's good.
You're right,
no,
I'm
it's
wrong.
Good. It's good.
You don't think it's weird that a movie called Parasite won the Oscar and it was
and
from Asia and it was from Asia and then from Asia this thing's killing everybody.
It's a bit of a stretch, to be honest. Dude. I mean, I think it is.
All right, I'm gonna look this up after, and then you guys are gonna feel really stupid.
Well, here's even something weirder. Moonlight won like a couple years ago. How weird is that?
Why is that weird?
Just shots fired at Moonlight for no reason. Okay.
Yeah, that was weird because it won during the day. So.
That's stupid.
No, I honestly though, before I saw Parasite, I thought it was a monster movie. Did you see Parasite?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah, it sounded like it was going to be like
on name alone. Sure. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It was this family living off of another family?
Yep. Yeah.
Did you see it?
I loved it. I saw it before, like, everyone, like, was talking about it. So I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Before it was made?
I was watching the screenwriter write it in his room.
Did he pen it? He penned it with a pen.
I had a girl. I know I just came off like I only said that because, like, I only saw it because I wanted to see a movie, and I had seen it. I was like, what is this? And I looked it up, and I was like, subtitles, but all right, I guess I'll fucking go see it. And then I was like, oh, it's really... I once met a girl who's really annoying, and she had a dog, and I was like, what's your dog's name? And she was like, Dignan. Do you know what that's from?
No.
All right, so it's... And I knew what it was immediately. She was like, from the movie Bottle Rocket. It's my favorite movie. That's Owen Wilson's character's name. And, like, Bottle Rocket is such... a cliche movie that people think that they're cool for. It's like a cool movie to like. Do you know what I mean?
That might have been Miramax.
Like pretentious.
Too. Well, that was his
no,
first
I don't think
big,
that was
his first big movie though.
Who?
Owen Wilson.
Is that like?
It was him and Wes Anderson.
That's right. Okay.
It was their first movie, but it became this like pretentious cool movie to like.
That's like all of Wes Anderson's stuff. It's like if you think you like indie films, but you don't really know a lot of indie films.
And she said to me, and I was like, oh, I'm about to have a really annoying conversation when she said her dog's name is Dignan. And I was like, she's like from Bottle Rocket. And I go, yeah. And I don't like Bottle Rocket. And she's like, yeah, it's my favorite movie. I saw it before it came out. And I was like, and I could already like feel the blood boiling in me. And I was like, oh, really? I saw them when they were writing it in their room.
It's great.
So I won.
I like the Royal Tenenbaums, but that's about it.
I like Wes Anderson. It's just if you think that's what all that indie movies are, then.
Yeah.
I mean, the movies, I like some of them, but I feel like they are a little pretentious.
They're very. Do you like. We talked about this once on the podcast. I feel like he turned a corner and all his movies they weren't movies anymore. They were just like, hey, look at what a great like artist I am. Like the one that did it was Life Aquatic. Did you see that?
Yeah, that wasn't my favorite.
That was unwatchable, I thought. Sorry. No, I really like that was one of the only movies I couldn't sit through. I feel like Royal Tenenbaums was kind of like the top.
Yeah.
And then he kind of just he got caught up in. I think what happens is they get in their own world and then they're surrounded by like they're making a movie and no one in the room is like, hey, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
that must be really hard, you know, as an artist.
Yeah,
when you become people don't realize, you know, like
because we're at a level where everybody says no, you know,
right? We're always having to shift things to make them better. But like when you get to the level of. Yeah, man, it's great. It must be really hard to be like, wait a minute, is this great or is this like shit?
You just want to keep your job, and you're my like person on.
Like, you know how you see these people and they can't ever finish an album, like Guns N' Roses. Do you remember for years they wouldn't release an album and then they finally released it and it was just awful. Dr. Dre has been working on an album for like 20 years. Do you know about that?
No.
This album called Detox, and he just refuses to release it. And then I think he gave up on it 2 years
ago. Because it's not good, I would imagine.
Well, like, there's been, like, 40 evolutions of rap in 20 years. It's completely different now.
Yeah.
If Dre put out, like, a rap beat that he made, it just wouldn't even sound like anything that's popular today. So like, why would he
just sound like he's trying too hard to be like them.
Exactly. He should just stay a legend. He's made so many good tracks. Yeah.
Do you ever run into that though? Have you ever worked on something and been like, "Oh, this is shit. I can't do it." Do you know what I mean? I've had that where I've made things in the past, but I was always very like conscious of like, I don't know if this is good. I don't know how good it is. I'm doing it though.
Yeah.
But I do remember I had something recently. I was writing something and I got into that zone of like, oh shit, I don't know if I want anyone to see. I don't know how this is. You know what I mean? I feel like that's been my experience. But, and I've noticed as I've gotten older, I get a little more like scared to put something out there. Does that make sense? Because
would
I
you
don't
show
know.
It? Because I feel like people would tell you.
Yeah, why not? Right? You have friends that would be honest.
Yeah, I guess. But I think I'm almost scared of them telling me if it's not good.
Well, like, yeah, that I can totally empathize.
Well,
with.
Some things, like when it comes to stand up, do you ever watch old stand up?
Oh,
yourself.
Yeah.
It's kind of always hard. I mean, I feel like it's one of those things that's always evolving.
Of yourself is the worst.
Do you have
that?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Because I watch, I have that. I'm like, I thought I was the only one, but I'll listen to my, you know, I released an album recently and I'm like, I think it's good. Like, I like, but there's parts I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing?
It's a great album. It's a great album. I've listened to it and I was there live, but I get. From your vantage point, it probably sucks. I totally understand. It just is what it is. Dude.
I don't think I actually do like it, but I don't like. I'm not
there's
like
parts
oh,
of it
man.
That you're just
there's
like
parts
cringing.
I'm like.
That's
what
gonna
am
be
I
always.
Saying?
I feel like anything you make, there's gonna be parts of it that you're like, oh, I could have done that part better.
Yeah, unless you're a complete like egomaniac or something. Yeah,
yeah. So everyone, you know, like when you'd see like on talk shows, they would have some big star. And they'd be like, "Here's a clip from the movie," and they'd be like, "Oh, they look so freaked out, like Johnny Depp or something." And like, I'm always like, "Really? Like, you can't watch?" He's like, "I can't watch myself in movies," and I'm like, "But what?"
I get it.
I do like to see the final product of whatever you did. And like, when I watch like my stand-up sets, it sucks because I'm like watching an old one because you're like, "Oh wow, I should have been getting way more laughs," or that was not the right angle. But if it's like a recent set. I'm just looking for the laughs, you know. Oh, did that part get a laugh there? That part got a laugh there. So I'm like, if I'm counting it, I'm like, yes, this got a lot of laughs, then I can feel good about it.
It's almost better to, I could watch a recent tape. Like, I could watch a tape that was made within a week or 2 weeks or something. But if I do look at a tape that I made that I loved a year ago and sent out to people, and then I watch it a year later and I think about that I sent this to people, it just makes me, like, fucking shiver.
What is the issue
shiver.
You have of
just,
from it?
Just that, usually
how
what it
you
is.
How you sound
is,
or?
No. Well, a little bit of that, but that's just always there. But it's more that... That the joke wasn't finished or something, or like I added to the joke, or I do it differently now, or I don't do that joke anymore because I think it's like either hacky or stupid or something. Usually it's the content. It's like, why was I going for that? Or if there's like, sometimes some of the crowd work is very cheesy and it works, but it's.
That's why
like,
it must be so weird to be like a porn actor.
No, 100%.
I watch myself do jokes. I'm like, oh god, look at that shirt. Oh, you're like, oh, look at my ass. Yeah, my asshole.
That DP was just terrible. Yeah. 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 It didn't work.
Do you think
in both ways? Yeah.
Do you think? But if you
like the double penetration and the director photography.
Yeah. I thought you meant both dicks going in.
Have you guys ever made a sex tape?
Good segue.
Privately, yeah.
Yeah, rather that you've like put it out or anything. But do you like watch it later and like?
But it's not on your YouTube page.
I don't know, man. Some people put it on Pornhub. Yes, I have.
No, you watch it and like you
that's
get off
brutal.
To it, right?
No,
yeah, it is brutal to watch.
You're a sick weirdo. You get off to your own sex tape?
No, I get off to her.
No,
but
to
I
yours.
Get, I get. I'm like watching. It's kind of cool. But I made one a while ago that I deleted.
Yeah,
and it.
You hope you did.
Yeah, and it, well, it was
what
with
was
my
the other guy's
college
name?
Girlfriend.
He's such a classic.
Yeah,
that's a classic.
I know.
You're gay.
Classic.
Yeah.
There's like tips. There's like things that you don't even realize that you're doing. That you're just like, why am I doing that tick? Like I'm like talk. Like there was this girl. I was like talking the whole time.
You were talking?
Yeah, like you know,
you
like
you're
like
saying?
An annoying.
Why do I keep going back to that chloroform bottle? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you remember anything cringy?
There's one really cringy part where she's like talking to me, trying to get me to talk.
Yeah.
And she's like, how does it feel? I'm just like, oh, it feels so good. And I just, oh,
so you pulled out your Gilbert Gottfried impression.
Your pussy is fantastic.
Have you ever done that to like just freak out at you?
Let me shove my entire fist in your cunt.
Do you do any of that in your or did
in
I just
bedroom?
Give you a bit?
Yeah,
just
all the time.
On stage.
I don't think that would like it's kind of a pussy dryer.
Yeah. Right? Have you have you done that, Eric? Have you videotaped yourself?
No, good lord.
I haven't either. Jesus.
Who the hell wants to see that?
No. I did it because I was asked to do it. So just to, for the record, the girl wanted to have the video, so we did that.
I mean, I once...
So she was a masochist?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, she liked it. She was like him.
No, I'm just kidding.
I once did, you know, like a hotel room, and they have like a mirror on the ceiling. And stuff.
Oh, that's great.
No,
oh,
I couldn't even do that.
That's like American Psycho, where he watches himself fucking
flexing.
No,
we have a great big mirror. I shouldn't be talking
about it. It is totally like that, yeah.
That's the best scene in
the
movie.
I've done that, actually.
You're doing curls while you're...
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He's playing, what, Huey Lewis in the news? That is one of the funniest movies of all time. He keeps going, what is he...
He keeps like Huey Lewis in the news?
He gives the whole monologue, of like the back of the CD, like reads like the liner notes.
It's like it makes sense because it's like only like a psycho would love Huey Lewis in the news that much.
It's so like,
and he
meh.
Loves doesn't he love like Phil Collins?
Phil Collins,
that's another psychotic thing.
What a good movie.
No, I was gonna say that reminds. So have you heard this thing? So Spielberg's daughter is like in porn now.
Is she even hot? I'm gonna look her
is
up.
That
right now.
OnlyFans. Didn't she just get arrested for something too?
Yeah.
That is like what an F you to your fucking dad, Steven Spielberg. Like there's
stepdad, by the way.
Oh, it's not. Oh, they well was it they adopted her?
I
or
have a theory.
Was she the daughter of Amy
I'm
of
not
what's her
sure.
face? Kate Capshaw.
Let me look that up.
Do you think she's in any Spielberg porn parodies? Like
like a
Schindler's Fist or Jurassic Park.
Shaving
Schindler's
Private
Fist.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, she's in this parody of Saving Private Ryan, but in this one she gets shot in the eye.
What? Oh, there you go, shot in the eye.
Yeah, you guys are a smart crowd. Parasite and now this.
Yeah.
It's so funny because you guys just give me blank stares. It's like you guys are like the hardest crowd.
Well, what would be your what would be your Spielberg porn parody?
Close Encounters of the Third Base.
All right.
Close Encounters. Enema Terrestrial.
Yeah! Andrew!
Nice.
That's the best one. Yeah. Thank you.
He's been sitting on that one for like 2 years. He's been waiting for Spielberg's daughter to become a porn star. But
yeah,
I mean, if
I'm
you,
looking,
if,
she's at least she's got to be mixed with someone else. She looks like she's like half black or something. Michaela.
Well, he had adopted daughters. So
I think that's what it is. She's 24. Yeah.
What is she rebelling against? Like, she,
I think
fuck
that they,
you, Dad.
I have a theory. They might have cut her off. Because here's my theory. First of all, I think she probably is doing drugs just because, I don't know. That's a safe
I'm getting
bet.
That vibe.
So then maybe that's why they're cutting her off. But I think she put her Venmo out there and she's doing an OnlyFans. This is like something to make money.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is like, that in the press release was like, oh, I want to like use my body to make an income and all this stuff, which is great. Like if you're poor or you have a poor family or like whatever. But if you're Steven Spielberg's kid... Like, why do you need to do that at
all? Well, I think that's kind of the thing that happens a lot. It's like, all right, you're going to cut me off. Then I'm going to do the most embarrassing thing.
Right. Yes.
It's almost like
it's
blackmail.
Almost genius.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're going to no money for me. I'll ruin, you know, all the headlines about you are going to be that I'm doing porn. Right.
Yeah. That's when you know you've really failed as a parent. That's like
that. <Our best, laughs>
like, if your
it's
daughter.
Not the, it's not always the parent's fault, dude.
Well, I
you know, you can't feel good about yourself if your kid's doing
I
that.
Just,
true.
I also think it's hilarious whenever you see interviews with the porn stars and they're always like, yeah, no, my childhood was fine. I never had a problem with my parents.
Yeah,
like
no, Sasha
Gray. Something went wrong.
Wait, well, who?
Sasha Gray.
Oh, right. Well, what happened with her?
Well, she's
she
just
liked
like,
her dad.
No, she's just like.
She's just like, I want to do this. I watch porn. I'm like, they're not fucking well enough. I need to get out there.
She's
and like,
super aggro like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she seems like legit. Like,
is she the one that was on Entourage?
Yeah. And if you watch her videos, she's just like, her commitment level to these things is like,
it's
way
crazy.
More. Yeah. Just the stuff that she'll say, she'll just like be like jerking a guy off and just like, you know, just roasting him.
Thanks for ruining
him,
it.
Like,
yeah.
Roasting him?
Yeah. She'll just like be like,
well, that's a genre of porn where they're humiliating the guy.
Yeah. But
those
she's like,
hilarious.
Just everything she does, she's like, there's few porn stars where you watch them where you're like, oh, she has talent.
Yeah, well,
there's
she became
few,
like
actually quite a few.
There's a good
opinion.
Amount,
yeah. No, I've seen some talented ones in other areas.
I think the thing about it is I have a shithead brother, an older brother. Oh, sorry. Go on.
Go ahead. No, we have to wrap up in a couple minutes. Okay. But no, leave a few more minutes.
Real quick, I have
ahead.
A shithead older brother, and my mom was great. He's a drug addict. He's got problems. Some people just go fucking nuts, man.
No, you're right. You're right.
My dad died when we were young, so maybe that fucked him up. But like that wasn't like bad parenting. Like
I feel like as a parent, even if you didn't fuck up, you feel like you did.
Oh, it ruined my mom's life. She feels terrible. Yeah. Well, she was a good person the whole time.
If you're a woman and you go into porn, you know you were a bad parent. But if your son goes into porn, you were a really bad parent. Because like a woman, it's more like. It's more conducive to that because I feel like in girls' lives, they're just surrounded by people trying to get them to do awful things. So it'd be easier. Like if you're a man who goes into porn, you really had to like pursue that. Like people aren't looking for. No, again.
I imagine there's guys with huge hogs that just get asked to do porn.
Yeah, like Boogie Nights.
Yeah, that's all I can go
that's
by.
That's a good segue. Yeah. I just rewatched that the other day.
That's
have you seen
great
that again
movie.
Recently?
Oh my god,
it's good.
Great.
It kind of doesn't hold up that well though.
Oh really?
I thought it did.
I love it. Yeah,
I watched it.
It didn't to me. It's good, but
I guess I watched it for the first time recently, so I was like, oh, this was good.
Oh,
I mean, I didn't have like a.
But it was such
of...
like an epic when it came out. I mean, it was. So, you know what's so funny too? I was just Burt Reynolds got nominated for an Oscar, and he hadn't, his career hadn't been going well for years, and he hated it. He, refused to watch it. He hated P.T. Anderson. He thought it was, beneath it. I think that's so weird, that. Like, these people, that happens all the time. They'll work on these amazing movies, and then later they're like, yeah, I hate it. It's really?
Or could he watch Cannonball Run? I'm sure he watched
that's
that
what I was going to say. He was in, Smokey and the Bandit 3, but Boogie Nights was ugh.
Wahlberg says that about it, too.
He doesn't like it?
He denounces the movie because of he's all I guess fake Christian now or whatever.
Oh, is he didn't at the time.
Well, yeah, wait, Wahlberg?
I didn't know he was he's religious.
Oh, I don't know if he's that religious, but he's just wants to be a family man and stuff. He's he's basically separated himself from the movie.
So that scene at the end where he's pulling out that fake
the
rubber,
fake dick
rubber thing.
You know how many people thought that was real when it came out? A lot of people thought.
You know how much that probably got him laid.
The prosthetic,
back then.
Yeah.
No,
but then so disappointing. If
I know. I was
gonna
say. We'll wrap this up. But I was saying, if you're famous and you have a small dick, that must be a nightmare. Because every chick wants to Brad Pitt. Imagine if he had a 2-inch dick and everyone's really? He's yeah, sorry.
Well, he got out in front of it. He publicly says that.
He
jokes about it. Yeah, he says he has a small penis. But I feel like that's a tactic.
Does he?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I'd love to see it. Trust me.
Yeah.
But I don't. You know what? Something tells me he doesn't have a small dick.
No,
but,
he guaranteed doesn't.
Right.
He probably
right.
just has a normal one. He's just telling everyone it's small.
And he's setting expectations low so to exceed.
Yeah, but even a normal one for him would be.
You know what? He cares because he's Brad Pitt.
Fucking Brad Pitt. You're fine, fucking Brad Pitt.
He could have a 1-inch dick, and no one would care. He's still Brad Pitt.
Well, I'm glad we got to all the important topics.
The world's crumbling. We're talking about Brad Pitt's dick.
I mean, look.
Yeah, but he probably has an average. Average dick.
He's
next, actually, this just reminds me. Next week, Brad Pitt's dick is going to be on the podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, cool!
So everyone, look out for that.
Nice.
So look up your best Brad Pitt dick movies. Mm. Please rate and review the podcast. We're on a new network.
Do you have anything to promote?
Yeah. Before we end.
Well, when does this air?
I believe Monday.
Never.
Right?
I think
probably tomorrow.
All right, as long as
I'm going to put it up tomorrow.
As long as everything's still on, I'll be at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan next weekend. I don't even know the dates.
Get the dates.
19th?
Wait, that sounds right, but let me just
check the website.
The 19th is Thursday.
Yeah, 19th through the 21st.
Right. Nice.
Okay, cool.
What was it again? Say again.
Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan, March 19th through the 21st.
He's a hometown hero, Brett
and
Klein.
Also, follow me on Instagram at brett.klein.
Nice.
All right, great. Thank you.
Come to Aggressively Chill at Cherry Tree Bar in Brooklyn on March 25th, 8:30.
Oh, that show's not happening.
You don't think so?
I'm joking.
It might not.
All right.
We got some good comics.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, you guys. Rate and review. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Last exit to Brooklyn. I enter carefully. The queen holds my scepter. Getting numb like a derelict on scotch. I'm Dick Lewis, because baby, I'm watching you scheme on a brother for a notch. The truth between a